get my shoes and out the door. 5, I'm alive. 6, 7, 8, feeling great.
Hello, BYWG Tribe. This is Dr. Noah. We wanted to make you aware of our never-before-featured Product of the Month and newly released Book of the Month for April 2018. Keep in mind, all the links, discount codes, and special offers for the product and book will be listed in the show notes in iTunes, in our weekly newsletter, and on our website at www.beyondyourwildestgenes.com at the Listen Now tab. Our product of the month is Mother Dirt. Mother Dirt is a line of biome-friendly personal care products focused on restoring and maintaining the delicate balance of your skin biome. Our book of the month is Breathe, the simple, revolutionary 14-day program to improve your mental and physical health by Dr. Belisa Branich. Both Jasmina from Mother Dirt and Dr. Belisa discussing her newest book can be heard on the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast during the month of April.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Beyond Your Wildest Genes podcast. I'm your co-host today, Dr. Mike Akinfora, and I have the pleasure of interviewing Jennifer Welsh. Jennifer, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Cool. Sit tight a second, Jen. I'm going to just read your bio, and then we're going to get right into it. Jennifer Welsh is a transformation specialist with an expertise in the fields of self-worth, personal transformation, and stress management. Having successfully transcended her own self-worth issues, Jennifer knows that your worth matters. As a successful coach and leader, she assists individuals both personally and professionally in transforming their struggles, stress, and frustrating stuckness into empowering opportunities for greater self-worth, personal power, peace of mind, and success. With over 30 years of experience teaching and guiding people to awaken their inherent value, she has impacted individuals worldwide with her wisdom, knowledge, and experience. Bottom line, Jennifer is the person who helps you get out of the ruts you get yourself into by being stuck in limiting perceptions and belief. Well, that is awesome.
Well, thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You are welcome. So the first question we ask is, tell us your journey. Flesh out that bio a little bit. How did you get on this path, Jen?
Okay. Well, first I want to say thank you very much to you and Wanda Lee and Noah for inviting me to speak on your podcast. I feel very honored. Thank you. And I also want to let your audience know that I have a bit of a cold that I'm getting over, so if I cough or sniffle, I apologize in advance. All right, so how did I get on this path? I used to be a secondary school teacher, a phys ed teacher, and an athletic coach, and a guidance counselor. And so I've been teaching and guiding and coaching for a long time. I got on the path because as a guidance counselor, we were taught how to listen with unconditional regard, how to resource the kids out, how to get the kids to go to the right resources, how to help them go into the right schooling for them, university classes. But when it came down to their actual problems, and let's face it, teenagers have lots of little problems, there were no practical techniques or tools that I felt that I had to help them with these problems. So I decided, well, I'm going to start studying and I'm going to work on myself and see if these things work. And then I'm going to go and help my students. And what happened was I started to become my own guinea pig. And I kind of started to feel like, wow, if I can heal myself, then maybe I could help others through their challenges. And like I really wanted to be the real deal for my students. And then as I did more and more work on myself, I started to realize that maybe I'd like to start my own coaching practice. So eventually I left teaching and started my own practice. And I'm going to be honest, at the beginning, sometimes it felt like I was only one step ahead of my clients. But that did allow me, honestly, to be completely compassionate with them as they went through their pain and as I helped them to experience greater clarity and peace of mind. But the really neat thing for me was I was realizing that as I was shifting my stuff, I was developing self-worth, something that I was pretty much missing for most of my life. And then I was able to help my clients shift their self-worth. And that has become so very important to me. So I've lived a life without self-worth, and I'm currently living a life with self-worth. And I tell you, the difference is amazing.
That's cool. Thanks for sharing that with us. And it's only me, you, and a couple hundred thousand of our friends. It's no big deal. So it's just an intimate little talk between friends. So the title for today's talk is Your Worth Matters. Why does your worth matter?
Okay, so just to be clear, yeah. As I said already, I'm not talking about financial worth. I'm talking about your self-worth. And the reason our worth matters is because it's going to determine the kind of life that you live and determine what kind of person that you are and whether you achieve your big goals and your big dreams or not. Because you can't achieve your big dreams without a sense of worth. And if you do, the cost is going to be too high. It might cost you your health or a divorce or loss of connection with loved ones. Or you may get there to the big dream, achieve it, and then feel unfulfilled or maybe insecure because you're going to fear of losing it all. So really our worth determines if we're a container big enough to hold our dreams. So let me give you an example of a client. I'm not giving any clients names, so just to stick in the confidentiality, anybody out there. This man is a very successful man. He's got 5 businesses, but he's got a way bigger vision than that. The problem is he can't seem to make that vision happen. And why? He just is stuck. He keeps hitting up against it because he doesn't feel worthy of it. So he's not a container. He doesn't have a container big enough to hold that vision. So he and I are working on that. So your self-worth is going to determine if you can fulfill your visions, if you can fulfill your potential, or if you're going to settle for a less than you had envisioned life. It also, you know, alternatively, you might also have a good life, but you want something that's more up-leveled or more enhanced or more abundant, whatever you want to call it. But you have to then up-level your own sense of worth to be able to achieve that.
That's really interesting. Do you have a classic definition of self-worth?
I do, actually. Self-worth is the worth that you give yourself.
All right, say that again. Say that again. That's really important. And everybody knows I write everything down during the interview. So self-worth is
the worth that you give yourself. Gotcha. It's not the worth that someone else or something else is going to give you. So it's an inside-out worth, not an outside-in.
Great. That's awesome.
Okay, so that's why it's called self.
Cool. So how do you know if you actually have self-worth?
Well, there's a few ways. You can have a look at your life and ask yourself, is it what you truly dream of? Like, are you living in the massive house? Are you driving the big car? Are you reaping the money, yet, you know, maybe feeling depressed or unhappy or unfulfilled? Like, I have a client, a female client who is very successful businesswoman, but her family treats her like a servant. So she has all the outward trappings of worth, but not enough self-worth to have her family treat her respectfully. Or alternatively, maybe you're living in a place you don't like, and then you dream of upgrading, yet you spend all your extra money on clothes or dinners out or gifts for others, instead of putting it aside to achieve your dream. And I have another client that's doing exactly that. She wants to upgrade. She loves to shop and feel good, though, from the shopping. And unfortunately, it cuts into her savings and it's slowing down her path. I think another way to know if you have self-worth is to look at yourself. Like, do you feel stressed or overwhelmed or just... do you feel stuck and you can't see a way out? Or are you keeping up with all this, Mike?
I got them all down. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, I got more.
Go ahead. Lay it on us.
Do you get hurt a lot? Do you ever feel that you aren't enough. Like maybe you're not pretty enough, or maybe you're not rich enough or smart enough or have it together enough. Do people treat you well all the time, not just when they need something from you? Are you a people pleaser? That was my default. Do you need people to like you or validate you? You know, can you receive, or are you the one who is always the giver? Can you stand up for yourself when someone wrongs you? Or are you busy being who you're supposed to be? So all of these, to me, are strong indicators that your sense of worth may be diminished.
Wow. Just let me catch up here for a second. And folks, in complete transparency, I actually coach with Jen. She wasn't talking about me when she was talking about, do I feel pretty? Because I know I feel pretty on the inside. All that being said, I've been coaching with Jen for over a year, and truly transformational. Everything about my life has, and I can tell you I've had a really good life, and I'm grateful every morning for it, and it has been transformational working with Jen, so thank you.
Oh, well, thank you, Mike. That's very kind of you. Very kind of you. And we've enjoyed working together, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Yes, we have. It's the funny part is, and I'm sure we'll talk about it, Thursday morning at 8 a.m. Is my time to be completely vulnerable and be coachable. And I am grateful every day for that. Truly every day when I say my gratitude, it has changed my life.
Likewise, thank you.
So, I want to dive into this a bit. What do you see as the biggest barrier or block in achieving a strong sense of self-worth?
Okay, so the biggest, what I perceive as the biggest barrier, the block, is this myth that we can be perfect, have a perfect life. And by perfect, I mean one-sided. Like it can be nothing ever going wrong, no pain, like no stress, no negatives. So it's all ease. It's all happy. It's all positive all the time. But that's a complete myth. I mean, honestly, how many of you out there have ever felt happy all your life? Like, have you, Mike?
No.
Are you happy when someone hits your car?
No.
No. Are you happy when you stub your toe?
Not so much.
No. So, you know, are you happy when your wife calls you out on something that you've done that she doesn't appreciate?
Exactly.
No. I call this the myth of perfect, or the perfect myth. Mm-hmm. And this myth just creates so much chaos for us as we try to keep getting this one-sided life. Like, honestly, we live in a two-sided world. It's evident all the time. We ignore it, but it's there. I'm going to give you some examples. Like, we have right, left, up, down, in, out, happy, sad, nice, mean, sunrise, sunset. For one side to exist, the other has to exist. I can't have a sunset if the sun never rises.
Right.
So it's evident. It's being shown to us over and over and over. But we've been led to believe that, hey, maybe we can be one-sided. Maybe we can be like, I don't know, the movie stars that we're all going to see on Sunday night at the Academy Awards. Mm-hmm. They, you know, those messages from Hollywood, from advertising, tell us that apparently if you're a really good actor, well-paid actor, you can have a life that's pain-free and all happy and all positive, and you can look fantastic, but it's really what's just being promoted. But the problem with that, though, Mike, for us is that we think we can get it. Like, if they can get it, why can't I?
That's pervasive through our society.
Isn't it?
It is. Like, it is.
Even our wedding vows speak to two sides, don't they? Don't they say in richer and poorer and health and sickness? But if we ignore it, we're like, oh, yeah, we're never going to be poor and we're never going to get sick.
What was it that I heard? Perfection, Perfection is the ego's way of keeping you where you are.
Oh, that's a great line.
It is. And because and I've kind of lived my life this way, like everything in my head is perfection. It is perfection. And I tell the kids this, that 99% of the time when I, let's say I do a house project or I start a new company, that it doesn't quite match up with what's up in my head. But it is close, and I am grateful for it, and I am good. I'm not saying it's hard, not hard work, but it's really close.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're trying, though, if you're trying constantly to get perfect, then it's going to sabotage your self-worth because you can't get something that's impossible.
Correct.
You can never achieve it. So then what does that leave us to? We compare ourselves to who we're supposed to be, this perfect version of ourselves that can never exist, and then we end up feeling like we're not good enough.
Brilliant, yeah.
Then that's where our self-worth gets diminished. That's where that comes from. Well, I'm not good enough. I'm supposed to be like this. I'm supposed to be this person, and I'm not. I'm supposed to have this life, and I don't. Well, I guess I'm not good enough.
Yeah, I guess that's where the should comes in. I should be like this. I should be doing this. And we should all over ourselves.
Exactly. You know, and then, so, you know, we try to get perfect lives. We try to be perfect people. And what happens, instead of admitting to ourselves, well, like, hey, I don't have it all together all the time. I'm just letting you know, sometimes I lose it. You know, sometimes I'm sad. Sometimes I get angry. But what we do is we create these images, Mike. These perfect, one-sided, positive version of yourself. And we take that out into the world. And then we hope that people are going to buy into it.
Yeah.
That's where all our trouble begins, because we got to keep up the lie to ourselves, because we know the truth. And if you don't know what I'm going to call them negatives, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. just ask your spouse. They'll tell you very quickly what they are.
Yeah.
If you're not in touch with that side.
But, absolutely. You know,
so then we lie to ourselves, and then we need other people to buy into the image and then to validate us for it. So now our sense of worth is out of our hands. It's in just giving it to somebody else to say, hey, do you think I'm worthy yet? So this, to me, is like a huge, big block, barrier, whatever you want to call it, to self-worth, because it's a vicious cycle and it's exhausting.
Yeah, is there anything else that that blocks our sense of self-worth?
Yeah, you know what? I also believe that our perceptions, mm-hmm. how we perceive ourselves and how we perceive others, blocks our self-worth. Like if we get stuck perceiving something or someone, including ourselves, in a certain way, then we just keep repeating that experience over and over again. I have a client who feels she's invisible. Like she feels she's invisible. And so she gets treated accordingly by her family members, her colleagues, her friends. That's her perception of herself. So that's a big block to her self-worth. And then another one, and this is a big one, it's the beliefs that you picked up from your family or from society. Mm. They certainly diminish your self-worth, because we live our lives based on our beliefs, and most of us haven't even looked at them or examined them. And then these beliefs, they end up creating our problems and our stuckness. Like for me, I picked up the belief that I only matter to people if I was looking out for them or taking care of them in some way.
Sure.
So I became really good at reading people and then providing what they needed and wanted so they would value me. Crappy belief to have, trust me. Because it caused me a ton of pain. Because it works until they don't need me anymore. And then I don't matter. And the problem is I created it. It's my belief.
Yeah.
So I would just get hurt over and over again, hoping that they would value me enough to make me feel like I mattered. But I had it all wrong. It wasn't their job to make me feel like I mattered. It was my job. And I kept hoping they'd do it for me. So remember, self-worth is the worth you give to yourself, not someone else. It's not their job.
So what you're saying is our perceptions and belief that when we shift those, we could actually change our self-worth? I mean, is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. That's what I do. That's what you and I are doing, isn't it?
Oh,
Yep.
absolutely.
We're shifting all kinds of beliefs and perceptions that aren't true. But you built a life based on them, and now we're just going to shift them around and get to the real truth and allow you to shine as brightly as you can, Mike.
Sure.
Because
Sure.
you need self-worth to shine.
Absolutely.
You need it to reach your potential. Yeah.
Agreed. No, that part, yeah, I get that. Absolutely. So,
Yeah.
you know, what popped into my mind when we're talking is like the starving artists. Like, so what if we feel stuck in some area of our lives? Like, on my personal life, rock star, everything's great, but then as a starving artist, it goes without saying, I'm feeding off the bottom.
Yeah. And that happens, right? Sometimes some of our life, for most of us, part of our life is like fabulous and another part is like, oof, not so hot here, feeling a bit stuck. So, are you asking like how do you get unstuck?
Yeah, how what would you suggest for a person to get unstuck?
Okay. So, well, Mike, you know those. I ask some really difficult questions, right? Because they're easy to ask, but they're really hard to answer because I've got to get you to think outside the box. Because the solutions obviously aren't in the box that you're living in. Otherwise, you would have solved your problems yourself. So the first question, so I'm going to give you some questions. And they're going to be hard. So the first question to ask yourself is, what am I getting from being stuck? Like, what rewards am I receiving? It's a weird question. I know. But we won't keep doing the same thing unless there's something in it for us. So can I give you an example of another client of
Oh,
mine?
absolutely. Fire away.
So I have this woman who has a huge, she lives in huge fear, like huge fear of everything that she can't control. Everything. Even going to the grocery store is scary for her because someone could drive up beside her and steal her or something. Okay? Now, she would not budge for the longest time with the coaching. And she's stubborn, which is great, but she wouldn't budge. And then we finally realized that she thought she was protecting herself with all her fears. There was something in it for her. There was a reward that she wasn't willing to let go of. So she was rather be stuck than let go of, ooh, being unprotected.
I see.
Do you get it? Does
Oh,
that make
yeah.
sense? I
Oh,
explain it
yeah.
well enough?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so once you've figured out the reward or the rewards that you're getting, then ask yourself, what other ways can I get this reward? So for this client, it would be, what other ways can I protect myself or feel protected and safe without going into huge fear?
Sure.
So the questions might not be easy to answer, but they do work.
Absolutely.
So if you start there, that's huge.
Yeah, what's another question that you ask?
You know what? For me personally, I would then ask, what are the positives to you of being stuck in this? And I'd create a long list, and I mean long, 30.
This is hey folks, this is this is one of my favorite questions. I literally have a binder full of what are the benefits?
It's true because due to our perceptual system, we see only one side or the other. My job's to help you see the other side. So, you're seeing only a negative in a situation. I'm like, oh, okay, well, let's find all the positives to balance that out. Only when we do that where you're going to get that aha moment. Where you go, oh, I get it. Oh, I'm getting the lesson. Oh, I get why I'm here. And then all of a sudden you're freed up to move out of that lesson. Or,
Every single time.
yes, every single time.
Amazing. It is without fail an aha moment every single week, every single time.
Which is great.
Yes.
It's exciting. It's exciting for me to see you progress, to get out of, I mean, who you were a year ago is not who you are now, because your beliefs are all different, aren't they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What about the duality of that? So if you're asking what are the positives, then there's got to be a flip side to that. Is that correct?
Right. So the flip side, so let's say we'll do the starving artist.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
So his question would be like, so I would have asked him, okay, so we would have started with this for sure without going into greater detail, but we would have started with, so what are the positives to you that, you know, you're not making any money off your art? And then the other question, because sometimes you really can't answer that one, it's hard. You can go in what I call backwards, go in and ask yourself, well, what would be the negatives to me right now if I was making lots of money on my art? Because we create these fantasies about how it should be.
That is really cool. What are the negatives if I was making money on my art?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So that, because when we have a fantasy, we're not in a reality, are we? It's a fantasy.
No. Yes.
Everything comes with two sides. When you wanted to build your chiropractic business, your practice.
Sure.
When you first started out, you thought it was going to be all wonderful and all one-sided, but it had two sides, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But we live in this, yeah, and you've said it before, but I need people to hear it. We live in a culture where it is just one-sided, and that's an illusion. That's as you call it, a myth.
Oh, it's such a myth. It's because our culture is so pleasure-centered.
Yes.
You know, we just, go for what's just positive and pretend the other's not happening or ignore it or I don't know. But the truth is, and then we keep running into it and then we're like, oh, why doesn't my life work? Oh. But that's how life is. Because every time we hit a pain or a drama or a struggle, it's because there's something in here for us to learn. There's a lesson, there's some wisdom to be gained. Maybe it's to redirect you in a new direction, but there's something. Otherwise, we'd never grow. Let's face it, when your life's going good, do you actually want to consciously look at growing and figuring things out and evolving? No.
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 Nope.
You just want to keep having a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And one of the things that we've worked on is that the universe will continue to provide the same obstacle until my self-worth is reached a certain point where I no longer look at it as an obstacle and
yes.
I embrace that. But it will continue to give me those learning lessons in multiple areas of my life. Is that how we put it?
If yeah.
My memory serves me? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. In multiple areas, in different ways. So it's kind of like the same essence of the lesson, but different forms of you getting it. Oh, Mike didn't get it the first time. Okay, well, let's give it to him this way. Oh, geez, he's stubborn. Okay, well, let's help him figure it out this way. Nope. So we just keep, and that's why we just keep hitting the wall. And there's probably themes. If you look at all the problems or the stuckness or the drama in your life, there's probably themes to them all.
I've seen that. Vouch for that, attest to that. It is the same thing, just coming from a different angle.
Right. Until you get it.
Until I was helped to see that.
And then once you were helped and you helped yourself to see it.
Yeah.
What happened to that then? That block or barrier?
It disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's magical.
It truly is, and we talk about that in our lectures in our office. You know, I told you we'd have some magic in the lecture, and here's the magic, and I go through a couple of things. There's magic in that, true magic. So earlier, Jen, earlier you mentioned that it's our job to know if we matter. Why is it our job, and what do we do with that?
Okay, so knowing you matter is the same, to me, is exactly the same as having self-worth. Okay, so you know you matter, you know that you are important. Mm-hmm. So just to make sure we're clear, you know, your audience is clear on that, that it's not two separate things.
Okay.
When you have self-worth, you know you matter. You know that you are important. So we have been led to believe that it's someone else's job to make us feel good about us. And I alluded to that a bit earlier, right?
Yep.
But remember, your worth is determined by you and you alone. So honestly, how could someone else ever do it for you?
They can't.
They can't.
They can't.
So that we give our power away when we ask someone else to validate us, to like us, to make us feel worthy, to make us feel like we have a sense of worth.
Sure.
We give our power away when we think our beautiful car is going to give us worth. No, or our money. It's up to us. Only we can do it. So can I give everybody a great question to ask yourself?
Go, fire away.
Yeah, to just help you begin to know that you matter. Great question, hard to answer. What makes me valuable to me? So everybody write that down. What, if you want to, you don't have to. That's my teacher. Sorry.
Yeah.
The teacher and me coming out.
If you're driving, don't write this down.
Yeah, please don't. So the question is, what makes me valuable to me?
To me.
Make sure it's only to you, not to your spouse, not to your kids, not to your colleagues, not to anyone else but you. And I want to add, don't just put on there all the great things about you, but you know what? You might have some not very socially acceptable things that you've done or been that you actually value, and they should go on the list. So for me, I value my courage. I have a lot of courage. It's not necessarily like you won't see me jumping out of an airplane. I do not have courage in that way. Mm-hmm. But I have the courage to think and to act outside the box. I have the courage to leave a marriage that wasn't working for me. And I mean, honestly, is that socially acceptable? No. Hmm. I have the courage to speak my mind.
That's really cool.
Okay, so what makes you valuable to you? And that, I think, will help you maybe getting a bit more in touch with your own sense of value, because only you can give it to you.
Your own sense of value. That's brilliant. And for me, again, in being transparent, it was being vulnerable. When I allowed myself to be vulnerable, that is where growth came from. That is where growth lives, in being vulnerable, in being willing to ask the hard questions to myself, and then trusting in you to help me find my way through that. And the growth has been amazing.
And because that's your because you brought it out, I can say it, that's your big fear. That's the thing you don't like.
Mm-hmm.
But honestly, there's not a lot of us that love to feel vulnerable.
Right.
We do try to avoid that at all costs. I mean, that's why being perfect is a wonderful, perfect. And I hope you know every time I say that, I've got air quotes. I'm doing air quotes around the word. So being perfect is a great way to hide that vulnerable side of us, that side that of us that's afraid that, oh, my goodness, you know what? I have anger and you might not love me because I'm the kind of person who gets angry.
Oh, absolutely.
That vulnerable piece.
Yeah, agreed. Really cognizant of your time. And we're coming to the end of the lollipop here.
All right.
Do you have any last comments for folks that you'd last words that you'd like to?
Oh, thank you for asking. You know what? This is what I'd like to leave with your audience.
Sure.
You matter. Whether you currently believe it or not, you matter. You are important. And you do deserve to live the life of your dreams.
I am writing that one down too. Hey, thank you so much. Oh, you are welcome. Hey, folks, if you like Jen, first of all, thank you so much for being on the show. I've been trying to track you down to be on the show for a good 3 months now, and we finally had the time, to do this. And I really appreciate you sharing with our community today. So thank you for being on the show.
Well, you are so welcome, and thank you so much for the invite.
You are very blessed. Folks, if you like what you heard, please go to iTunes and leave a review, as this helps us help other folks find us with this life-changing information. Everything Jen said, we can't leave without telling people where you are in the world. Tell people how they can get in touch with you.
You know what? You can go to my website, Jennifer Welsh, WELSH.com, and you can contact me through my website. I would love to hear from you.
Perfect. I almost forgot that. I was so excited. So this will be in the show notes, folks. Again, you heard me about iTunes. Go there. Everything Jen said will be in the show notes. Believe me, reach out to Jennifer, and it will change your life. Thanks again, folks. We'll see you soon. Take care. Ciao.
Bye.
Four, get my shoes and out the door. Five, I'm alive. Six, seven, eight, feeling great.